What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Talk some Bears right now. JD's covering the scene up at Hallis Hall, as he normally does. JD is brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers. Visit any one of the 11 Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers today. Learn more about the Acura MDX at ChicagoAcuraDealers.com. And it's also brought to you by our great friends at Miller Lite, the official beer of the Chicago Bears. JD, what's the good word up there? It sounds like Nick Foles addressed the Tom Brady handshake snub.
He did, in a very Nick Folesian way. I mean, he pointed out that the snub has happened a couple of times and that he hopes that one day him and Tom will have a great conversation about it. But obviously, when it happens more than once, it becomes a trend, and that was a pretty bitter loss that the Bears handed to the Buccaneers 2 weeks ago. And I think we were all waiting for Tom Brady and Nick Foles to shake hands after the game. And we're like, wait a minute, why is Tom Brady running back to the locker room right away? And Nick Foles is at midfield searching around, like looking for a friend to talk to after the game that wasn't there. So, yeah, Nick Foles will answer those types of questions. The head coach today, who I really like, but man, there was some word salad going on today.
Oh, I mean, Waddle would be proud.
5-1 Bears. Press conferences are not really answering a lot of questions, just taking an angle and just going with it. Nothing bad or like rude or anything. It's just, you know, I think one question that was asked was, Nick Foles was so jacked up after the Panthers game. Is he like that behind the scenes? And I had to transcribe that for the group. And I'm telling you, Sylvie, it was like a minute 30 of transcription time. And there was absolutely no answering of the question regarding Nick Foles being a fun guy behind the scenes. It was about Nick Foles' journey and leadership traits and all this weird stuff that doesn't really make any sense. But you know what? They're 5-1. They're feeling great. Going to be a good game on Monday, though, isn't it? This is going to be a tough game for them. I know the Rams are coming off a loss, but as the Rams crunch the numbers, they're saying to themselves, how are these guys 5-1? We're going to beat these guys. I'm not saying they're going to, but I guarantee you that the vibe coming out of Los Angeles this week is one of a lot of confidence. So we will see extra day to prepare, which is always great. Bears gave a bunch of veteran players, Sylvie, the day off to rest. I'm sure those guys will be back at practice tomorrow. Akeem Hicks, though, out with an illness. So we'll keep an eye on that as the week goes on because he is such a big part of what they're doing defensively. But the extra day of preparation and the extra day of healing is always good for teams going into Monday night.
With Akeem Hicks, did they say that it was illness, non-COVID related? Because
No,
they didn't say.
If he was away from the team because of COVID concerns,
he'd be on the restricted list.
They have to put him on the COVID reserve list. So that's the list where you don't have to have COVID to be on it. You have to either be showing some sort of symptoms that could be COVID, or you have to have been exposed to someone that tested positive for COVID. So the report came out and it just said illness.
Okay.
So we'll take them at their word. I mean, I think this is way too serious of a deal to be messing around. I mean, if a guy was exposed or is on the list, everyone has to know. Now, Sylvie, that being said, you lead me to a great point here, or a great little update. You know, they are in that protocol right now because the Panthers have had positive, because the Panthers were exposed, and they played the Panthers last week. So they're having shortened meeting times. They're doing more stuff virtually this week. Practice time has been pushed back. You know, it was supposed to be earlier today. It was later. Players then left the building right away. They'll go home, and they'll pick up the meetings on Zoom later today. So they're just – and this was the same thing that happened last week because there was the exposure to Tampa. So the schedule has been altered a little bit, but as of right now today, the Bears are not saying – have not announced any of their players being on that reserve COVID list.
All right, I want to go back to a couple things that you mentioned. First, the Rams' point of view and being confident.
Yeah.
Like the Rams shouldn't be overcome. I don't know how great the Bears are, But, like, if you look at what the Rams have done, too, you could pick that apart. They've beaten three teams who are really bad, mm-hmm. and they lost to two decent teams. And I think I called Mitch Jared Goff light earlier in the show. Like, Jared Goff doesn't worry me, and his numbers these last 2 years against this Bears defense is nothing to write home about.
Right, right. The problem, so 2 years ago, the defense was so great that they could win that game. Last year, the defense was good, but the offense struggled so badly
right.
that they couldn't overcome that. If you remember that game last year at the Coliseum, that's when Mitch got pulled at the end of the game. And we thought, and I think Mitch felt this too, they had this terror. You ever been to the Coliseum, Sylvia, before covering a game?
I don't think I ever did. Not in person.
So it's like one of those real old school like venues that has like the visiting media interview room across the way from the tiny locker room. And I mean, the visiting media room is super small, right? Like
right.
one of those old, Daniel
sure.
dungy ones. You've been in those before a million
oh,
times.
Yeah.
And they bring Mitch in, and he looks like he got hit by a car. Like he looked bad. And I think I might have even asked him, do you think this is the end? And he didn't have an answer. He thought at that point that this might be it. Because Nagy had seen enough, and Chase Daniel went in there. Then they came up with some, you know, cockamamie story. Like,
thing,
oh,
right?
You know,
his bad hip.
Hip, fell on the hip. No, it was not the hip. It was the performance.
Yeah.
But he came back, and he kept playing, and that's how it went. So that was a really ugly game offensively last year. I think if you're the Rams, and what you're feeling if you're the Rams is that you're looking at these numbers and you say, wow, this is a really good defense. This has got Khalil Mack. This has got Akeem Hicks. This has got Eddie Jackson, Kyle Fuller. This is good stuff right here, Roquan Smith. They look at the offensive numbers, and there's nothing the Bears are doing well offensively. And I think that is what has teams going into games with the Bears being like, we should win. I'm sure Carolina felt the same way, but they couldn't do enough offensively. You know, can the Rams offensively be better than what we saw against Carolina, what they put up against the Bears, and what the Bucs in that game put up against the Bears, which was a lot different than what the Bucs put up against the Packers the following week? I'm not saying the Rams are cocky, but I get a sense, talking to some people out there, that they're looking at this game like, wow, there is really no reason. The Bears are 5-1, but there's no reason why we should not win. Now, the Bears have fooled a lot of teams this year into that, I think, lured them into that self-sense, you know, false sense of confidence. And we'll see if it happens again on Monday.
Do you did Nick Foles have answers today as far as getting better and if he likes what the team has been doing?
I don't think anyone likes what they're doing offensively.
I know, but he gave us hope that they could improve. You
well,
know,
they
like
could.
Yeah.
I mean, he can play better. So here's the difference. I think there's certain pockets of things you can look at and you could say, okay, can the quarterback play better? I would say the answer, Sylvia, to that is yes. I think Nick Foles can play better. I think he will play better. I think that's an area that can improve. Then you say, okay, can they run the ball? I'm pausing for a reason. Because there's nothing to say that they can run the ball. The offensive line, is that going to get better? Especially now with an injury? That's hard to believe that's going to happen. The commitment to running the ball, is that going to get better? I have a hard time believing that's going to happen. It just hasn't worked out that way.
Right.
So there are some things you say, yeah, I think that can be fixed. Other things, I don't feel as strongly. I'm not sure if the Bears feel as strongly. What they're hoping is, and I don't think this is a secret. This is what they've been saying now for a couple of weeks, Sylvie. What they're saying is, we're 5-1. It's not a great 5-1, but it's 5-1. Now imagine how dangerous we would be later in the year if our offense does pick it up. They're not saying it's going to pick it up. They're saying, imagine if it were to pick up. Now, if it were to get better, and the defense doesn't have all the injuries, and you have Khalil Mack play all 16 games, Akeem Hicks play all 16 games, Eddie Jackson stay healthy, Robert Quinn starts giving you a little more than 30 to 35 snaps a game, you know, Bilal Nichols keeps playing well, Roquan Smith's having a great year. You know, if all these things happen, and the offense just happens to get better, this is a dangerous team. But I don't really know, outside of just saying it's going to happen or could happen, if anyone believes that it's going to happen. Do you believe, Sylvie, that this offense is going to get a lot better as the season goes on?
Not a lot. No, I think you hit it on the head. I think when you talk about Nick Foles, his game has got to improve. He's here for that reason. We know what he is. I mean, his game can, yes, fluctuate within the game, too. We've seen some high highs. But I know what Nick Foles is when you look at the average. And I just, like, our expectations are, can they score 23 to 24 points a game? You know, can they show a little more commitment to a run? Can they block it up a little better? And on that note, JD, I wanted to ask you too about Quentin Spain. This is the guard from Buffalo.
Correct, yeah.
That a lot of people have been asking about. And like, it comes perfect timing. Now, he's obviously flawed. The Bills benched him after a couple of weeks, but they've released him. Are you hearing anything about possible interest from the Bears?
Well, whenever a situation like this arises, the first question you have to ask is, why does someone that just signed a big deal get released in October of that year? So clearly there's a reason why they moved on from him. If he was great, I don't believe that they would let him go. Like, let's say, like, if he was playing for the Jets right now. Like, the Jets don't know which end is up and down. They don't know what's going on. So, like, I could see a team like the Jets or some other rubbish organization being like, yeah, okay, maybe they don't know. I mean, they got rid of Le'Veon Bell, and that's going to work out for the Chiefs. You watch how he plays for them. But the Bills really seem like they know what they're doing. That's a playoff team, Sylvie. That's not a team that's just, you know, shedding players here. This isn't the Vikings making all these moves today. So I would certainly wonder, okay, why was he released? And then, you know, now with all the rules, there's an acclimation period. If you sign somebody, it would take some time to get them cleared to actually be on your roster and actually play. So, I mean, I can't rule anything out, but typically this time of year, a team like the Bears, they have been much more content to look in-house or to look to someone that they have a connection with, like a Lamar Miller, who played for Bill Lazor, who played for Charles London, their running backs coach. So I'm certainly not ruling anything out. I'm just saying, if it were to happen, it's not like the old days where you sign a guy on a Friday and he plays on a Sunday. Like, there's a lot of things that have to happen. Plus, you have to make sure the guy is compatible with what you want to do up front. And that, of course, is something the Bears would have to look into.
All right, any other tidbits or notes we need to know about?
So, did not practice today. Ted Ginn, Jimmy Graham, don't worry, they're just resting. Hicks with the illness, Sherrick McManus with the hamstring. Remember, he came back last week. Now, here's one to watch. Buster Skrine, Sylvie, with the ankle injury. Remember, he got hurt against Carolina? That's their nickelback, so keep an eye on that. Also, resting Danny Trevathan. And thank you for not drawing me into this Mortal Kombat you guys have got going on today with you and the Catman. I mean, I don't know. How's this going to end? What's the end game here?
Well, look, JD, we're in the sports radio business, right? You host a lot of shows. You do a lot of national shows. If a different show would say, look, that Hood and Dickerson show is really good, I want to play this opinion, would you ever ban audio from being played on the ESPN network?
No, you can't ban radio audio once it's already been played. That doesn't make any sense. Like,
right.
The whole point is, like, it's been played, it's been said, it was carried live. So, I mean, the cat's out of the bag, right?
Just wear it. There you go. When you talk smack for 2 years, and then when someone wants to talk smack back to you and all you want to do is just stick your head in the sand like an ostrich and just pretend like I didn't say it, like, to me, that doesn't fly. You can't call people names and tell them that you got receipts and you're coming for them, and they're going to, you know, and you need to take this and to take that. And then all of a sudden, when it's time to pay the piper and just say, look, I was wrong. I may have had a margarita or two when I went out with Ryan Pace and he convinced me that Mitch Trubisky was the guy. Maybe you should just own it. That's it.
JD, are you picking the Bears or the Rams on Monday?
I picked the Rams.
Oh, it's not going to end well for you, man.
Don't repeat. We cannot play that ever again.
Is someone bringing pens and paper to my house? You know, I woke up this morning early. My alarm went off early, and my son was, for some reason, came down last night again and was in bed with me, kicking me in the side. But I opened up Twitter just to check, and I saw the video, that creepy video from the sports office. And I was like, oh, man.
Yelling,
like,
at me, yeah.
Yelling and taking that and pens and papers and programming your show. And and ripping Bleck and Abdallah and Libertyville guys. And I was like, whoa, he means business.
What would
and
you
then I
know?
Found out what he was fighting for, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I kind of believe the other side is right in this one.
Do you know why we want to air all of his best stuff? Like, give me the most random phrase you could come up with right now in the spur of the moment. Give me just a few words that you can put together, randomness phrase.
Like a spot on. Or how about
he's just
wait,
as like
catchphrase?
He's like, drink coffee, play football, take that. Like, it's just, hey, birds fly in the sky. Take that, take that. Like, it's just random phrases followed by a take that.
It is. It is. I think the take that, though, has been trademarked. I think that's his thing. Yeah, it's some random
phrases. I know which team you're on.
I'm on the team of... I want everyone to get along.
Oh, BS.
Come on
BS,
now. I don't want to get drawn into the feud. No. I did love the graphic though of Bleck and Abdallah actually in Cap's head.
That's
I thought
the best.
That was great. And the best is then Bleck just peeks over Abdallah's shoulder. And that I lost it right there. That's when I woke up, Parker.
All right, wait, JD, look at this. Great stuff. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, if your guys are back tomorrow, I mean,
we'll
I guess
see.
We'll talk.
Allowed.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
It may not
know.
End well for us.
Yeah.
It might not end well if he's driving to your house with pens and
papers. Trunk somewhere.
Is he going to stab you with the pens and suffocate you with the paper? What's he going to do?
If you hear some kicking and screaming from Cap's car in the parking garage, you know where we are.
I hear like some Journey and some T-Bird rolling up to my house and a coffee cup rattling. I'll know it's him. All right. Well,
see ya, JD. Good stuff.
Don't be in the trunk. Bye, guys.
312. We got a game
well,
we want
to yeah,
play,
I was
going to
say, Sylvie, we still need some help. Like, I'm still confused by what we heard earlier, and I think we need to figure it out.
So do you want to play this game now?
Well, I think we need to set it up when we come back, and then we'll see if we need help from the listeners. But yeah, yes.
Okay, so can we take some callers at least?
Oh, yeah.
Let's take callers 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25. If you want to help us, we need help from listeners. 332-3776. We'll take callers on the 5 up to 25. That's next.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
You never like to wake up and get a phone full of text messages. It's not a... You don't want to start your day with like a full phone of stuff. Like, you're like, okay, why are people texting me? What happened? What happened? Something bad happening? Did I miss something? And then Cap's crushing you on the air. He's mad at you. He's mad that you played the band audio. He's accusing you of this. He's accusing you of that. I'm like, been there, done that. You don't want to fight. You want to wake up and you want to do sports radio and talk about the Bears and find out why the hell the Sox are interviewing Tony La Russa to begin with. And how the Cubs are going to fix everything that they've got in Thursday night football and the World Series.
Sylvie, just relax there about your Cubs. Remember that.
That I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, if you really want authentic and you don't want to bet, like, for 2 years, like, here, this is like Cap in a nutshell. If you disagree with him, it is... You choose to live your life in negativity. For like in 2018 and 19, when I told people the Cubs can't hit, there's something wrong here. Guys, something's not right. It's a dead team walking in September. I don't like what I'm seeing. And then all I hear is him saying R-E-L-A-X, which, by the way, if you want to accuse shows of using your stuff, stop using the Green Bay Packers slogan. Like, you steal every one of your catchphrases. And then... Like, so I'm being told in 18, Sylvie, relax. You choose to live your life in negativity. 19, relax. You choose to live your life in negativity. Now all of a sudden he's doing the recap on Twitter in 2020, and he's yelling at the Cubs. He's just screaming at them, just yelling, burping up stuff and puking out stuff, just carnival barking about how they suck and they should be ashamed of themselves. And then we're like, Well, wait a minute. We've been here for 2 years, and you've told me that I'm a negative dude, that I need better perspective. That's why when you yell at us and you call us names and you twist it and it's time to relax until you deem it not time to relax anymore, that's why we come back to you when it's time for you to admit that you were a goofball for 2 years. All right, go ahead.
So earlier on the show, we heard a clip of Cap'n J Hood and Jonathan doing an impression of you, Sylvie. So,
which was a great one, spot on.
Yeah, and so here it is. This is from earlier today, Cap'n J Hood, 7 to 10 every weekday right here on ESPN 1000. Let's go back in time to earlier this morning.
Day 35 in the great city of Chicago. Zetterman, Meller, Strauss, Hood, Kaplan. We are here every weekday from 7 until 10.
So it's a new half hour and a new page on the yellow pad for Sylvie.
Yep.
So it goes to another page now.
If he'd get out of the bunker, I could leave it in his mailbox.
He does not like the bunker comment. I've already heard from him.
Oh, no.
I mean, the guy is in remission from cancer.
God bless him.
He's immunosuppressed right now. It's not safe for him to come in this building, and you want to give him a little ribbing for that.
He's what, did you say?
In remission from cancer?
No, what was it? What?
Immunocompromised.
Oh. His immune system's compromised. Immunocompromised.
Okay.
And Cap's busting his chops because he's not prancing around the studio with the likes of our sales staff here, who I'm scared of.
Wow.
Next half hour. 8:30. And then they take calls. And then 9 o'clock, they do another segment. Then Mallory comes on. I'm running up. Oh, no!
Get me another legal pad! What did they do the last 45 minutes?
And then they do crosstalk, and then Hootie says, Carmen Yurko, bop, bop, and then the next page, bop, bop.
Oh, my God.
Then Carm says...
And I heard something in that audio. Sylvie, you caught it too. I think, Abdallah, we all caught it. It was Cap laughing, but, you know, it sounds like, I can't quite place it. It sounds like something, you know, listen to it. We're trying to figure
something
it out.
Beyond the sea, perhaps?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds familiar, and we couldn't put our finger on it right away.
I think Twitch people helped us out a little bit.
Yeah,
they
did. Yeah. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. You got the black cam going right now because he's blocking me. But that's fine.
Sorry,
I'm over. The cameras. No, you're good. Over. No one needs to see me. You're fine. Okay. You and Waddle.
So it made us think of something that was also banned, because this is all over banned audio that Cap is trying to swing his, you know what,
no,
all around
this.
Here, trying to tell us that we can't play audio.
Right. Explain why this is banned. Why is this sound that you're about to play banned?
Oh, he gets upset when it's played. He does not like
He's
it.
He's not a flipper.
He does not
He's
like
not
that
flipper,
people.
He
does
he
not.
Is. He doesn't
on,
know.
Hold on.
Can we, not, can, it's not going to end well for you,
Sylvie. Can we be real for a second? He does not like it when people tweet at him, at the Catman, that he is a flipper with a GIF of a dolphin flipping. He does not like
so
that.
So please don't do that.
So
if
don't.
If you have access to Twitter please, right now,
everybody,
please
stop it right
now.
Don't
tweet
don't,
at the
Twitchers,
Catman.
So you're
don't do
telling
that.
Me, like, if I, if
oh,
I,
yes.
if I search
not.
For a GIF with
he
that.
He does not.
With
like a dolphin?
I'm not doing a bit right now, guys. He does not like it, and that's why it was banned.
Okay.
I was
muted.
I was told to never play this audio ever again, or else.
Or else.
Because that, I don't know, is that a threat?
Or
I don't know.
Or else.
Okay.
That's the audio I was told not to play.
But no,
that's
was
the audio
that,
from
No,
from
hold
Hoodie.
On, though. That was him laughing. Yeah,
oh,
right?
Was it?
That was
really?
That was Cap laughing, right?
But I thought I played him laughing. I don't.
Play the dolphin. Play the dolphin.
That's a dolphin, right? Or is that Cap laughing?
That was Cap laughing. That's the dolphin.
Yeah, that one's the dolphin,
that's
right?
The one he doesn't want you playing when he flips all the time.
Wow.
Make himself
look
better.
I know there's a difference.
This is weird. It sounds like I'm playing the same clip.
So we're going to now have the listeners, coming up next, we're going to have the listeners try to help us with this, and we're going to play a game. We're going to play you two bits of sound, or one one of the two sounders, you have to tell us, was that Cap laughing at Hoodie, as he should, because it was funny about me, or was it the sound effect that he hates and he's banned on his own show and he can't laugh at himself ever of the dolphin? 312-332-3776. We'll get your contestants and we'll play next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
We're going to play a new game right here, thanks to the sound from this morning of Cap laughing versus the sound of Flipper. We're going to play a game that we like to call Flipper or Flopper. You're going to have to tell us, is the sound being made by the dolphin, who is the flipper, or is it the sound of the flopper, the guy who gets more opinions wrong on this radio station and then doesn't allow anybody to make fun of him for it? 312-332-3776, right? We have the audio now, right?
Yeah, so just so everyone playing at home knows, this is the sound of the dolphin that was banned on the old Cap and Company show.
That's Flipper.
Yes, yes. And then this is the audio from today, David Kaplan laughing at Sylvie's expense.
That's Flopper.
I still can't tell the difference.
I'm glad you told me which is which.
Yeah.
But that's now you.
Well, now
one more
now
time
I'm
before. Don't ruin it for the listeners,
now
or else they're going to win
again.
This. What's that?
I said, now I'm confused again. I don't know.
All right. Let's go through this. Kevin in Old Town. You know how to play, Kev?
Hey, it's Old Irving Park. What's up, A? Sylvie Strong. Man, I'm so happy to hear about your scan. And I'm sending you all the love I got, man.
Thank you. I do have the windows blocked out, and I just have a little peephole here in the old bunker, though.
Yeah, I mean, none of my cancer relative friends, none of their friends gave them heat for having chemo and recovering. So that's a weird angle to your guys' friends.
My mom wanted to beat him up so badly for his chemo brain. And I'm like, laugh it off, Mom. Yeah. I'm like, laugh it off. It's okay.
Kudos to you for being able to do that, man, and honestly sending you all the love we can.
Thank you, Kevin. All right, so we're going to play you one sound. You have to tell if it's Flipper or Flopper. Here it is.
can you repeat the question?
Flipper or Flopper, here's your sound.
All right, that's a tough one. I do have a science degree, and I did take an intertidal ecology class in Monterey Bay, and I'm really thankful. I'm pretty certain that's the flopper.
No,
that's me, Kevin. Sorry.
Sorry, Kevin.
Thanks for playing.
We take another call.
Yeah, thanks for playing. Yeah, that means
I like.
Go,
he was doing a bit too.
We'll go till we get one right. I mean, we'll go till we get one right.
All right, Nick in Northbrook. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Everything's good. You?
I'm good. Thanks.
All right. Good to have you. We're playing our new game. Is it the flipper sound effect or Cap the flopper today?
Okay. You know what? That is definitely Flipper.
That is incorrect.
Sorry,
no.
Sorry, Nick.
Nice try.
Nice try.
Yeah.
They're tough.
Great job.
We're
0
for 2 so far.
Great job. Good effort.
Drew in the West Loop. What's up, Drew?
Hey, how's it going? Sylvie Strong, buddy.
Thank you, Drew. Have you done well by listening so far? Would you have guessed the opposite of what our callers would have said?
I don't know. I think I'm ready now, though.
Okay, good. Good, because we need you to get this. We're 0 for 2. We want to give away a prize.
Here we go, Drew. Ready? Here we go. Here's the sound effect.
One more time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
See, to me, that sounds like the rare flipper flopper.
That's both of them at the same time?
I don't think you can guess
both. I think
both.
You guys merged the two together.
No, we did not.
No, you're
wrong.
Merging.
Good job, good effort.
This is like the, well, what was the old thing about where you would stare at something or you would hear a sound in one sound?
The magic eyes?
No.
Yeah, well, what was the sound thing where there were two words?
I know what you're talking about. Laurel?
Yeah, Laurel or something else.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. That's what this reminds me of.
The Rolger?
No, you know what I'm talking. What we're talking about, Abdallah. It was the sound. You played the sound, and they're like,
and it could be one.
Everyone
of
heard one thing, and then there were people on the internet saying the other. Like it's the same with that
like dress. The dress.
Yeah, okay. Like the dress too. Yeah. When
this
you
is my
stare.
Dress. I don't know. I don't know what's what. This is my dress.
Adam in Oak Lawn. All right, Adam, you ready to go? You got to get this.
I am ready to go. Can I do my impersonation of Cap first, though?
Oh, absolutely. Look, this is we don't have any material anyway, so you might as well give us some material.
We got nothing.
Okay. Yeah.
That's actually really good.
Cap, is that you? Are you at Whole Foods right now? Cap, how are the peaches? Are the peaches still in season? Very good. Very
that's
good,
outstanding.
Adam. I think you need some. We should just give him something for that alone.
That's great.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Adam. Here it is. Here's the sound effect. You tell us, flipper or flopper.
Oh, that's definitely the flopper cap.
That's incorrect. Sorry.
All right.
That was a good, nice try. Hold we on, though. We want to get you something.
We don't know.
Brendan in Algonquin. Have you heard Laurel the whole time, Brendan?
Ooh, it's been tough. Also, the other word you were looking for was Yanny. It was Laurel and Yanny back in the day.
Yes.
Yanny and Laurel, right?
Right. Sylvie, real quick, have you outfitted Mason and Braxton to guard your house in case Cap tries to egg it later?
I'll be lucky if it's only egged, Brendan. I mean, and I got to tell you, Brendan, like you and the rest of the callers lately, the last few weeks, you guys have brought it strong. Like, don't you guys think that the callers have been as good as they've ever been on these shows?
Oh, yeah.
You guys deserve a high five. Good job, Brendan.
Well, thank you. We're spending more time at home. That's why. We're getting crazy.
Okay, good. Good. We're glad we're here for you.
Brendan, here you go. Here's your sound effect. You tell us flipper or flopper.
I know. I'm with you. That's really tough. You know, it's. I can't tell the difference. It's like Cap became the very thing he swore to destroy, and that's tough. I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Flipper. That's my gut.
Sorry.
Nice try,
Brendan. Sorry, that was the flopper. Nice yeah. Sorry.
I like
that
they're all playing into it too. Gideon and Niles,
Gideon,
our buddy.
Gideon from the chopper.
Are you on the Harley?
I'm not on the chopper right now. I'm in the car. That's why I can call you.
Gideon, I love Gideon.
I may give you a sound bite because I'm cracking up at this sound. So, like, who knows? I might be your next laugh also.
All right. We'll see here, Gideon. Let's play the audio for our buddy Gideon.
Sorry. that was me. I'm gonna go with the flopper.
Gideon,
you were really close.
Gideon,
you were close.
Flipper. Gideon, it's nice out. Take that chopper for a ride.
Yes, it's one of the last few warm days.
I might.
All right, Gideon, have a good one. Sean in Florida. I bet it's nice where you are, Sean.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
We're good. Nice in Florida right now?
Yeah, it is. It's sunny. It's in the 80s. So, you know, a little chilly for down here, but we're doing good.
A little chilly, jeez. All right, how have you done by listening to the sound so far?
Pretty confident. You know, I hear dolphins all the time down here in Florida, so I feel good about the chances here.
All right, Sean, here you go. Here's the sound effect. You tell us flipper or flopper.
Oh, too easy. That is too easy. So, as I said, hear dolphins all the time. There is no doubt that that is Dave Kaplan flopping.
Sorry, Sean.
I like you, Sean. Don't be a stranger,
so good.
Sean. Very good.
So good.
We're 0-for. Can Alan? This is our last call.
All right.
Alan Schomburg, you are the last chance to get this right, Al.
Okay, I'm the last hope, huh?
You're the last hope. Have you ever been the last hope in any sort of exercise before?
I always fail.
Well,
you're like the old Cubs, right?
Yeah.
Under the pressure.
All right, Al. Here you are. Here's your sound of soundbite.
Okay. Was that it?
That's it.
Okay. I was listening this morning, so I heard it.
Oh, no.
Definitely. No, no, that is definitely the flipper. That's a dolphin right there.
No, sorry. We went over. We went over. Over. Over.
We may have to try in the 5 o'clock hour.
Over. Wow.
Thank you, Al. All right. Did buckle under the pressure.
Over.
Very good vibe by all the callers. 312-332-3776. I do believe we do have stuff to give away, though, for real next, for what's at stake. And that is back. We're going to pick a game to gamble on. I also have an interesting, what I think is an interesting topic coming up at 5 on all-time favorite moments. All that is coming up. It's Waddle and Sylvie. All right, the 4 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert. Check out Ryan Kelly and his crew. They can get you closed in less than 30 days. You can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. Check them out today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Have you guys seen the latest on Michael Thomas, the Saints wide receiver? He was a limited participant yesterday, and now they're saying that he's got, I think it's an ankle or now a hamstring. He's got both a hamstring and an ankle, and originally one of those injuries kept him out of a game a few weeks ago. But in the Saints' last game, remember, they said they kept him out for violating, you know, the team's situation. After a fight, they didn't like the way he reacted to the coaches, and then there was a column written by one of the New Orleans Saints writers saying that they've had some issues before where he's been too hard on the team personnel, whether it's the trainers and the way they wrap his ankle to other people around the PR. And now he was a limited participant yesterday. Today, non-participant.
Oof.
Because of the injury.
Because of the hamstring? So,
yeah, because I don't know what's going on. They're saying it this now that he tweaked another injury. But there seems to be a lot there, doesn't there, with Michael Thomas right now?
Well, yeah, you wonder if he, like, you know, was practicing and then he wasn't doing anything for the week he was out and then he comes back and, you know, he tweaks something. We see a lot of these soft tissue injuries. People were saying we were going to get a lot of those because of the lack of a preseason and all that kind of stuff. But I'll have you know that Rush, that injury report was brought to you by Rush University Medical Center. Rush offers more than 30 healthcare locations, making it easy to choose excellence. Learn more at ChooseRush.org.
What if it's not an injury? What if it's just he's not participating and they're dialing it up as an injury because of maybe there is continuing issues with Michael Thomas? You know, the word was in this article that I read, they said that going into training camp, Sean Payton and Drew Brees had to sit him down. And they said, look, you got to act differently. And I never knew this about him. He is so damn good. Him and Hopkins are the two best receivers in football. Hopkins just got traded. Like, you wonder, are they getting to the end of the line with Michael Thomas? Considering, I mean, they were the ones who put it out there just a week or two ago when they sat him for a non-football injury.
Are you sniffing around in case Ryan Pace is keeping his eyes on a Saints
player? Well, you know how much he loves.
Player?
If you once played for the Saints, Black.
Yeah.
I mean, that alone, if you just smell like Drew Brees, he's going to draft you.
What does Drew Brees smell like?
I don't know. Ryan Pace does, though. And at that dinner in North Carolina.
And you know what Ryan Pace smells like? A fresh pomade.
What?
Because of his hair. It's always perfect.
Pomade.
A fresh pomade.
Yeah.
He does have nice hair.
That's funny.
It's the only thing he's got.
So we have what to watch for.
What's at stake?
I mean, yeah, what's at stake? I'm sorry. Boca brings you that as well. So it's great to have GT Prime back. It's what's at stake. We've changed the way we're doing this. We're going to have a game here, and we're going to look for callers 20 and 40. And the winner will get a $50 gift card to GT Prime Restaurant. If you've never been to GT Prime, it's right in the heart of River North. It's 707 North Wells Street. For more info, just check them out on the web. You're going to love it. It's GTPrimeRestaurant.com. Giuseppe is their award-winning chef. Giuseppe Tintori. Him, Rob Katz, and Kevin Bame have redefined the Chicago Steakhouse to bring you GT Prime. They're open for reservations, and Kevin and Rob, they were named the National Restaurateurs of the Year in the last year by the Beard Awards. So they take all of this very seriously. They've expanded the patio as well through October. GT Prime is available for takeout and delivery if you don't want to dine in. And the food is awesome. It travels well. Chef Giuseppe is also offering you virtual cooking classes. The guests can book through bokagroup.com/experience. That's Boca, B-O-K-A, and it's abbreviated group, GRP.com/experience. All right, what is the game, Abdallah?
Woo! I mean, when these two teams get together.
Rivalry.
Rivalry. You toss out the records, and you have to, because the records suck. So what we're going to do is we're going to have the Giants and the Eagles tonight on Thursday Night Football. The Eagles are a 5-point favorite. So we're going to force two people to watch this game tonight.
It's tough to get the Eagles right, isn't it? And we're going to watch because it's football. I know the debate's on.
Well, and there's no baseball game. There's the off day, the travel day, as they travel from their hotel back to the stadium. So there's no travel. There's no baseball. There's no basketball. Obviously, hockey's done, all that good stuff. So this is the only game on. I mean, there's a great college football matchup on tonight. If you want to bet an over, that's at 69.5 right now.
Nice. Who is it?
Appalachian State and someone else.
Whenever I hear Appalachian State, I still think of that
Michigan game.
Yeah. Everybody does, right? Yeah. All right. So the way we're doing it is caller 20 will get to pick. Who do you want? You get to pick either the Eagles giving what, 5 you said?
Yep.
Or you can take the Giants and the points. Caller 40 will get the team that wasn't picked. And whoever wins will get the gift card to GT Prime in the heart of River North. Sound good? 332-3776.
5 is a lot of points, isn't it? Don't you think?
Well, yeah, they're not good. Like, I actually finally got an Eagles game right last week because they always start out bad. They end up rallying, and it's usually somewhat close. And last week they covered. Who'd they play? Was it Pittsburgh when they came rushing back? And they really made it a game. I think the spread was 8.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what they do as a favorite.
Baltimore, right?
Or was it Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore.
Yeah, Pittsburgh played Cleveland. All right, so coming up next, I saw a topic getting thrown out yesterday by ESPN, and I want to tweak that topic just a little bit about your favorite all-time sporting event that you've ever seen. This question coming up for you in 2 minutes.